Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by the Values Institute and features Art Rothberg of CFO Edge. Art, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine.
I'm excited because we're going to be talking about planning for a business exit and the use of a team of advisors, and we preach over and over again, you need a team. Before we get into that, Art, can you tell us a little bit about your professional background?
Sure. I'm licensed as a CPA and an attorney, and I use that skill set to found CFO Edge. And we're a firm of seven formerly seated, highly experienced chief financial officers that provide part-time or on-demand CFO services in the Southern California area, which we define as San Diego up to Santa Barbara. Collectively, we have over 100 years of experience.
Well, that'll get my attention if I'm a business owner listening out there. And so CFO Edge, tell us what it's all about and how did it get started?
I started CFO Edge in 2010 when I recognized that business owners and executives in Southern California, particularly Los Angeles, had a critical need for high-level financial expertise to help them with their financial and performance issues. So we tend to serve not only CEOs and owners, but also CFOs that recognize they're stretched too thin or have a situation where it helps to bring in an outsider.
So areas where people feel like they're maybe in a little over their head and they really need some good financial expertise. And then you also get into the area of exit planning, that's a great area to talk about. How long have you been working in that exit planning field?
I've been doing exit planning for most of my career, which is close to 40 years, but very heavily in the last 15 or so.
So, Art, what is one of the most important single financial actions that an executive can take to help them manage their business more successfully?
I think it's very important that executives have current financial and operational information. And that means KPIs that are measuring not just financial activity, but also non-financial numbers. And it's very critical that this information be on a near real-time basis, because that's the only way the action can be taken if the business is not trending in the right direction. Waiting for historical financial statements is just too late. It's a report card, and that horse has already left the barn.
So some real-time information. When you say KPI for the uninitiated, it's key performance indicators, correct?
That's correct.
And that we think of KPIs as kind of like the dashboard on your car, where you have the critical information right in front of you while you're driving your car that you need to know if your car is okay under the hood. You don't have to know everything, but you need to know some key performance indicators. And what are some examples of what those KPIs might be for a business owner?
Backorder rate of orders, a fill rate of orders, days of inventory on hand, sales backlog. KPIs are different depending upon the industry. There is no one set that fits all.
Right.
And it really depends upon the situation at a particular time, because KPIs also for the same company will change over time.
Well, it's interesting. I went into one executive's office and he had a TV screen up on the wall behind his back. And on that TV screen were about seven or eight, it was a manufacturing plant, seven or eight KPIs, and he had people feeding into that. So at any given time, he could look up and see how different things were working in the factory. And very interesting, and this is kind of what you're talking about, is let's get a written dashboard so we can see it on real time how things are happening and address those problem areas we have quickly, right?
Yes. And the nice thing is that dashboards and full KPI reporting can now be done relatively inexpensively, so that even the average business can do it. You know, years ago, it took very expensive software and a team of IT people to be able to build a really effective dashboard. Today, it can be done with Excel and even in simple products like QuickBooks.
That's great stuff, Art. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about CFO Edge and some stories and tips and ideas for our listeners. We'll be right back after this message.
Want to grow the value of your company? Start with the values of your company. To stand out in today's overly commoditized world, your company must stand for something bigger than what you make. That's the work of Values Institute. Our social science model of values-based culture development will help you grow the value of your company by growing trust, your most valuable corporate asset. To learn more about our proprietary process, visit thevaluesinstitute.org and start growing the value of your business today. At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder, we've interviewed dozens of advisors and over 200 are booked onto our show. A wide variety of topics are available for you to hear about, and you'll find all their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. And I'm talking with Art Rothberg of CFO Edge in Pasadena. And Art, before the break, we talked about the KPIs, the dashboards, the things executives need to keep an eye on when they're running their business. And let me ask you a little bit more about CFO Edge. From what I understand, in a sense, CFO Edge provides outsourced professional financial services to executives. What do you say when an executive says outsourcing is too expensive?
Well, I ask them to look upon outsourcing as not a cost, but an investment. And like every investment, they should be able to look at a return on that investment. Fortunately, we've been able to demonstrate to our clients that they do have a very positive return on the money they spend with us.
And in that regard, there's other CFOs for hire and B2B CFO and a lot of the different interim type of CFO services out there. What should executives be looking for in a CFO services firm?
Well, certainly they should be looking for a high level of finance and accounting expertise. I do want to caution that too often people get hung up on industry expertise. And while it's nice to have that, it's much more important to have the broad and deep background in the fundamentals so that a new and fresh objective view can be brought to a situation.
It makes sense. And with your partners, you said you have, is there seven of you? Did I hear that correctly?
That's correct.
And so do you have a diverse background so you can tackle just about any situation that comes in on a team approach?
That's right. We all have expertise in different industries and sectors, and we can bring that to an engagement. One thing we do very differently from other firms is we are formed on a professional services model, much like the traditional CPA or law firm, so that when you engage us, you're engaging not just an individual, but a team and the firm's resources behind that team in the form of databases, software.
Problem solving, that type of thing?
That's correct.
It makes a lot of sense because obviously if you hire a CFO and they're very, very versed in services company, but you're a manufacturing company, you might not be getting their full and best use. And so now let's talk about the use of a team of advisors to assist in the exit planning. What do you mean by that, and who's on the team?
Well, the team should be composed of a legal advisor, a financial advisor, and an investment banking advisor at a minimum. You know, a legal advisor to possibly help in negotiation, to draft the documents, and to negotiate any legal landmines. The financial advisor to make sure that the deal makes sense from a financial perspective, and that tax considerations are being taken into effect. And the investment banker, because he's the one who can bring the prospective buyer to the table.
And where does the process start? What's the first step in an exit planning process from your perspective?
Well, I think the first step is a play on the old adage, you know, seize the day, and that would be seize tomorrow. It's never too early to think about exit planning. Company executives should be preparing. If they think they want to exit, they should consider audited financial statements, and they should certainly conduct sell-side due diligence, because any buyer is going to conduct buy-side due diligence. And if they find something, they're going to come back to the negotiating table, and that price is only going in one direction. That's down. However, by doing sell-side due diligence, the seller gets the one remedy situation or have an answer to a situation and tell the buyer up front that it's been factored into the price. So it ends that discussion and renegotiating.
So start early and make sure that you have done your sell-side due diligence, right? And then that gives you an opportunity to correct any potential situations that might come up during the due diligence process from the buyer's perspective. You've preemptively taken care of some of those issues, which not only can drive up the price, but also the better potential that the deal's going to go through in the first place, right?
That's correct.
That's your investment. So if you don't sell your business, you didn't get a return on the investment. Now, how soon in advance do you recommend people do things like audited financials? What do buyers look for?
Well, buyers would prefer a track record of audited financial statements. And, you know, if you're dealing with a public company, they'd like at least 3 years of audited financial statements, because that may be how many they'll have to report when they file with the SEC. So at a minimum, I think you should have 3, but many companies have never been audited, and at least they have to get that one before they go to market.
At least one, but 3 is preferable. And when do people initially, what are the types of things that people contact you and say, Art, I really want to work with your firm? Give us an example of someone maybe that came to you and said, I think it's time to engage CFO Edge.
Well, one, they recognize that their performance is subpar and really want some objective guidance as to what steps they can take to improve the situation. Probably have never done strategic planning, and it's a good idea to plan the future, see what operational issues are acting as stumbling blocks, and put themselves on a path to increase profitability.
Now, what would their structure be for the average person that gives you a call? Do they have... They certainly would have a CPA, but might they have even someone on board who does more than just be their financial person in-house, or and they just need a broader range of services and better expertise?
Yeah, that's correct, Bill. Many clients will come to us and we'll have a controller on staff that can prepare the monthly financial statements and, you know, stay on top of compliance issues, tax filings, payroll filings and such. Mm-hmm. However, they find that the financial information they get is not always timely, its accuracy is suspect, and they don't get actionable information for which they can use to make a decision. And so one of the first things we'll do is make sure that the financial statements are timely, they're accurate, and more importantly, that they're supplemented with information that tells them the direction they should be going in.
So they would have someone that might be technically adept, or maybe not, but they're doing a job at least. And then, but what they really need is vision for the future, to look forward and say, okay, but what do we do with this, and how do we make this company really hum and really more valuable to a seller that's going to come along, hopefully.
Yes, Bill, that's what we're often called in to help with on a strategic perspective. Sometimes mm-hmm. we're called in, you know, to help with a problem that's been uncovered, and they feel it needs some outside assistance to rectify the situation.
So what sizes of business owners do you typically work with, Art?
We typically work from $5 million to over $500 million. It's really depending upon the industry.
So if there's a business owner out there that's thinking, you know, I'm getting okay information, but I want to hire a panel of experts to really come in and look at this and really make this business hum and make sure I'm doing a lot of the right things on my path to exit, they should give you a call at CFO Edge. Art, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call us locally at 626-683-8840. That's my direct line. Mm-hmm. Or our 800 number is 800-276-1750. I can be reached at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, dot Rothberg, R-O-T-H-B-E-R-G, at CFOEdge.com. And they can also go to our website, which is www.CFOEdge.com. We also have a blog there, and we're on Twitter at CFOEdge.com.
Okay, that's C-F-O...
CFOEdge.
CFOEdge, okay. CFOEdge.com. Art, thanks very much for joining us on the show. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope you'll come back and join us again someday.
Thank you, Bill. Look forward to it.
I've been talking with Art Rothberg of CFO Edge in Pasadena. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with another guest, so please stay tuned.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.